We can interrupt the out-of-town scoreboard for the live interview segment, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. As joining us is head coach Brennan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades.
Wow, awesome. What a fun night.
You want to play Pied Piper? Go ahead and say something. Like, whose house? Go ahead.
They don't know the full thing, though.
I know they don't know the full thing, but go ahead. See what happens.
Whose house?
I like it.
It's fun, let me tell you. I feel like the Pied Piper. Congratulations, 50 wins, and you managed to get everything done that you wanted to do, and I don't know if you know this one, but I'll throw one at you. 8 shutouts. That's a franchise record.
In a season?
In a season.
Really? No, I didn't know that one.
Yeah. And once again, you break the team record for fewest goals against in the season with only 163 allowed after only allowing 171 last season. Defense wins championships, they say. So hopefully that ends up being the case, but congratulations on that. Your thoughts on the way this one went tonight? I mean, you were trying to make sure milestones happen, and it didn't look like it was going to happen, and yet they kept giving you the chances to do it, so why not?
Yeah. It was such a weird game because nothing can happen in the standings. We've accomplished the goal that we've been chasing for 8 months now. So now that that's accomplished and now we have one game remaining, so the personal milestones came into play. We played some younger guys. We wanted to get some experience for those guys. Huge crowd, like amazing crowd. Thanks everyone for coming. So which is so atypical, we wanted to try and get personal milestones, we wanted to get team milestones, we wanted to get experience for the young guys, and we wanted to put our best foot forward for the crowd. So I wouldn't say it happened the entire night, but all things considered, I think it worked out.
You have to be extremely pleased for Trevor Wong, your captain, and Igor Sidorov for getting the milestones that they got.
Yeah, that's why they kept playing. You know, I just such special people in very different ways. I've talked about Sito a lot on here. I think he is incredible. Coming here, it's so tough to pitcher, but coming here at 17, not speaking the language, war breaks out. He can't go home. We, you know, do whatever we can to keep him. He stays for that summer. He doesn't see his family for 2 years at 17 and 18 years old. He doesn't get drafted. He sticks with it. He learns English. He finally gets drafted, and now he's producing at a level where he'll be in the NHL very soon. So extremely proud of him, and he does that all while being Sito, which is a very – he has such a big personality, and we love that about him, and it irritates us at times, and we love him. And then Trev, we acquire him from Kelowna. He has such a big heart. I know he missed Kelowna at first. But once he integrated himself into the culture with us as a staff, with his teammates, I mean, he's captain for a reason. He's an amazing human being. And both those kids, young men, are going to be very successful no matter what they do in life.
Adam?
You had Zach Olsen playing his first game. And we talked about it before, just not just coming here and blending in, but doing what makes you the player that got drafted. And I mean, you look at his first shift, he goes up the Raiders captain and just kind of plays that power forward style.
Yeah, I thought he had a great night. It's very difficult to step in front of 13,000 people for your first game. And I thought he did very, very well. Like, I wasn't shy about putting him on the ice at all.
And for your team, it's kind of a playoff question here, but the outside noise is pressure, pressure, pressure. But with your team, it seems like you guys look at it as we've earned the right to have that pressure put on us. Does that kind of seem that way too?
I wouldn't say we feel that way. I don't feel pressure. We're just going to go out and perform as hard as we can. We're trained. We know what to do. And so our mindset is we're going to enjoy what we've just accomplished over the last 8 months until Monday morning. And when Monday morning hits, we're going to prepare for the first game and the first shift. We don't view it as this big, long thing. We have to now earn every day we have together. And since we love each other so much, every single person in that dressing room, is going to work to earn more days together.
And Les talked about you guys setting the record of the defense wins championships. Just the fact everyone says playoffs, the game changes, but for you guys it doesn't seem like it really does because you've been playing the right way for so long here.
I mean, the games will look different depending on who we're playing because every team is a little different and they present their own challenges. I think with what we've done this season is we prepared the guys to be able to play different styles. They know what our compete habits are. They know what we need to do to be successful regardless of who we're playing.
As you mentioned, it was a weird night. You're trying to get personal milestones. You're trying to get team milestones. You're trying to get young guys into the lineup. How difficult was it to put together a lineup tonight considering you had to sit five, six, seven guys out that are all healthy?
We kind of worked through that actually last night. We got started on video a little late on the bus. We were just trying to sort that out. That wasn't just, you know, myself. That was in conjunction with speaking with management, with especially Blaine White, just to see the health level of different guys and where guys were at and what we felt. And actually from there, it was kind of easy.
Okay. And now you get the Raiders again in a best-of-seven series starting Thursday. They're not going to be an easy nut to crack, obviously.
No. I mean, every team presents their own challenges. I've said this before. I've said it many times, actually. I have nothing but respect for Truey on the other side. I think he gets the most out of his guys. I think they work. But we are extremely hungry. We're extremely hungry to do this for this city. We're extremely hungry as a group that has been together for now many years. We want this bad. Losing in the conference finals last year to a really good Winnipeg team, and going through a bunch of adversity prior to that with success, I think it's just made this team even more hungry. And the guys we have acquired and have, you know, just gelled, they feel that too. And, you know, it's just something we want so, so bad as an organization and as a team. So we are going to put everything we have into staying together as long as we can.
Good. Coach, thanks so much for this. Look forward to Thursday night again.
Thank you.
Head coach Brendan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades.